I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and our guest is Kevin Guthridge. Kevin Guthridge is a regular at the Shoney Theater. He's worked there for four summers now. He's appeared as Hank Williams. He's led a show in which there were a lot of songs by Old Blue Eyes. And this summer, he starts the season out with the lead role in The Wedding Singer. It's a musical version of the movie with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore. Kevin, thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Hey, we're glad to have you with us. Boy, quite a change there. Hank Williams to Old Blue Eyes and now to this. Tell us a little bit about playing this role.
Well, it's very different from Hank Williams. All the songs are kind of based on 80s music. The whole show kind of looks like an 80s rock video. So it's very different from singing country songs, and it requires a lot more from me physically and vocally.
Now, I know that you've done a number of things for Shawnee. Bring us up to date about what you'll be doing this summer in addition to this show.
Well, I'll be directing the next show that we have, Tennessee Williams' Streetcar Named Desire. The show after that, we're doing another musical called Last 5 Years, and I'll be playing guitar in that. I'll also be playing the guy that turns into the werewolf in Wolfman of Greene County. And then at the end of the season, I'll be playing a secondary role in Last Night of Ballyhoo.
And for those who think that this isn't enough to keep you busy, I gather you'll also be designing a set, pounding nails, maybe sewing costumes?
I don't do much sewing costumes. I will say that's definitely not my forte, but I'll be doing a lot of set building this summer and designing the set for Streetcar Named Desire.
We're talking with Kevin Guthridge about the upcoming season at the Shawnee Theater, which opens with The Wedding Singer, plays on June 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th. The Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening shows are at 8, and the Sunday afternoon matinees are at 2. It's only from time to time that a vehicle is regarded as being strong enough in the movie version that it can sustain a musical. What do you think about that?
Well, Wedding Singer kind of stands out in that right because for a lot of people it really captured the 80s in a lot of different ways. And the people that put the musical together did a really good job of alluding to a lot of different songs in the 80s without actually playing specific songs that you may know and love. But they did a really good job of really capturing that decade.
What kind of an instrumental backing will you have for the show, Kevin?
Actually, we'll be using a machine called the Orchestra. It's a machine that has all of the parts already put into it, and our musical director will be running it, and he taps out a tempo and sets up vamps and things like that as we go through the show. So it's played live, essentially, by him, but all of the parts are recorded beforehand.
Wow. Sounds a little bit like one of those instrumental situations in which they describe it as being computer assist.
Exactly, yeah. It would have been very difficult to get together the full band here.
Tell us a little bit about how it sounds. Does it have a live feel?
Yes, it does have a live feel. A lot of it is very processed, but I will say that it captured the 80s very well because a lot of the 80s music was very processed. So that's when synthesizers really kind of came out into the mainstream, and you can definitely get that feel when you listen to it.
Now, you get to play the role of the jilted young singer here. Who's playing opposite you? Who has the Drew Barrymore role?
Her name is Allison, and she's playing Julia Guglia in the show.
Can you tell us a little bit about Allison? Where is she from?
Allison is from Wisconsin, and we found her at the Midwest Theater auditions in St. Louis earlier this year. She had a fantastic audition for us, and she's just doing a fantastic job for us.
We've been talking with Kevin Guthridge about the opening production at the Shawnee Theater. It's a musical version of The Wedding Singer, and it opens June 11th, plays Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and matinees on Sunday through June 21st. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.